Hello and welcome to the Tantra for Gay Men podcast, hosted by Jason and Ingo Tantra. Here we're exploring spirituality and personal growth through the practice of Tantra, the body, energy and sex. Hello there, I'm Jason Tantra and welcome to the Tantra for Gay Men podcast. You are going to love this podcast because the question is, what do I need to prepare to have the best sex ever? And you might think that we come up with a whole long list of practical things like clean your teeth, make sure you've clipped your toenails, that type of thing. But what's really interesting is how we navigate this podcast with actually five key pieces of information. We talk about body sensitization, we talk about non-attachment, we talk about allowing yourself to experience and other ideas. You're going to have to listen to this podcast all the way through to get our nuggets of gold. Hope it serves you. Hope you enjoy it. Take care. Bye bye. Hello, beautiful Ingo.
Hello, Jason.
How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm all right. And I'm looking forward to today's topic.
Next episode.
Yes.
What is the topic?
This is episode number 22.
22, yeah.
Episode 22. Today's topic, today's discussion is about what can I do to prepare for the best sex ever? What can I do to prepare for the best sex ever? That's a big, big topic. Is there anything to talk about before we dive into that? What have we been up to?
What we've been up to? We've been up to preparing next year's program.
Program for 2025. Yes. I've got some good news for next year. I'm going to be doing more in America.
In the fall
of 2025, I'm going to be doing four weekends, one in Boston, one in Fort Lauderdale, Miami, one in Palm Springs, and one in San Francisco.
A whole tour, and that's in October, isn't it?
End of September through to the end of October.
So, dear listeners, if you are in the US and you would like to experience our work, September, October, Boston, Fort Lauderdale, Palm Springs and San Francisco.
I'm going to set it up that you can do installments, so you can pay by a bit. And they're weekend workshops. And I think a couple of them I'm doing about tantric sex.
Yeah.
So everything we talk about here, you're going to get a chance to practice and learn techniques. Also going to be doing a new type of workshop around BDSM, tantra, kink.
Tantric kink, that's amazing.
And also for Boston, doing spiritual dimensions of orgasm, which at the time of recording, we're going to be doing that in London this coming weekend.
Yeah, that is a particularly, an amazing one.
I'm excited about it.
So if you're in Boston or in the Northeast, that's going to be, I think, the last weekend of September, as far as I know.
Yep.
So
check us
out. That weekend in Boston, Spiritual Dimensions of Orgasm.
So check us out on the Tantra number 4 gaymen.com website. I'm going to get feedback now around my American impression of doing .com. Okay, so let's move away from that. But yeah, very excited about what we're going to be doing in 2025. It's going to be really, really beautiful. So, to the topic, how can I prepare for the best sex ever? Let's do something differently, Ingo. Let me ask you, because normally you get me to start. And my question is, what occurs to you around the best sex ever? What instantaneously comes up for you?
I would actually, you came up with this topic.
Okay.
So I would actually like you to start, because you must have had something, some idea with that topic.
Well, there's many, many different avenues to explore and to look at. I think one of the first questions I ask myself is, what does the best sex ever mean to a person? And I think there's something about what they value in terms of the best sex. And it's been really interesting in our time of teaching where people have thought that learning techniques was going to lead to better sex, when actually there is a whole personal process to go through to prepare yourself for the best sex ever. And I think one of the ways that I like to think about this is if you imagine like an unplowed field that's gone wild, okay, and you then see a plowed field, a prepared field for things to grow. For me, that's a really beautiful metaphor for how you can prepare yourself in your process to have the best sex ever. And, you know, in different experiences, whether that's personally or in teaching, there's something for me about different things to work on in myself and different things to work on in terms of how I make myself available to other people and what this interaction is going to be. Because, you know, let's go back to Grindr world, and I've probably used this before in previous podcasts, but I'm surprised any good sex actually happens at all, because I think it's a complete, well, for me, it's a complete bafflement that any good sex does happen, because you get three or four sentences on Grindr to describe what you like. You arrange to meet, and then the front door's opened and you go at it for whatever was discussed or agreed. And you kind of just hope for the best. And I think we've heard many, many times where people are dissatisfied, not met, not having great experiences, the wheels fell off, it wasn't great. And I don't know about for you, Ingo, but for me, you know, at the age of 52, my relationship with sex has become very different than it was even a few years ago, let alone 5 years ago, let alone 10 years ago. There's been a real change in that journey as I've kind of got older.
So I wanted to ask, because you were saying to prepare yourself. So are you talking about, so you know that you're going to be in a sexual situation, what would you do?
Well, I don't think it's like in terms of being in a sexual situation. I think there's more about preparation of you. So I know, like, there's different things we teach. So one of the things that we teach in our workshops is about breath, sound, and meeting sensation. And those can sound like very teachery aspects, but we know from experience, we know from all of the workshops that we ever taught, that the best sex you're ever going to have is through bringing breath in, bringing in the body, making lots of sounds, really expressing and learning to meet the sensations in your body, not just in your cock. Like, for me, there's one thing in Tantra around how you can help your body become your whole cock. So like when you get your cock stroked, you kind of feel a load of sensation. Well, actually, how do you train the body to react like that when the body's being stroked?
How do you do that? Is that something that you do at home?
Well, this is...
I'm asking from the perspective of...
The listeners.
Our listeners. Right. Yeah, I know the answer, but...
Do you?
Yes. But how...
We may test that.
How do you, you know, how do you prepare yourself for that? How do you prepare your body to be... So we're talking about sensitization here, basically, aren't we?
Well, yeah, and there's also different aspects to that, because I think that often we have been conditioned not to express ourselves in sex. Like, for me, again, apologies if I've talked about this on previous podcasts, but I think as a gay man, we have two different suppressions of our sexual energy. You know, the first one being that, you know, when you first become aware of your sexual energy through masturbation, wanking, jerking off, that sort of like 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 year old part that's discovering, you're discovering your body for the very first time. Actually, there's something inherent that we know that it's wrong. I'm putting that in inverted brackets, and we learn to suppress the sound down. So most teenagers will probably masturbate in silence or in very, very quiet, or making other sounds like toilet flushing, showers running, to do that, because we know that at some level it's not acceptable, those sounds. And what we then see in the classroom when those men turn up in their 40s, actually that conditioning has gone on for decades, where the expression of their sexual energy has been suffocated, for a better word. And for some people, it's nearly impossible for them to suddenly bring a expression or sound to their sexual energy. And, you know, we've also witnessed people in Go where they've had a breakthrough for the very first time, and it's been a whole revelation to them. Like, oh my God, I didn't know that could happen. And it, just that in itself can be one thing that can, again, prepare somebody for the best sex ever. Again, how many times have we witnessed people, Ingo, where they've got that new nugget of awareness in their body, and we don't see them again because they're out there playing with that, and that's enough for what they need right now. That's enough for what they want to experience.
So basically, we've touched two topics now. Sensitization.
Yes.
And expression. So with expression, I find this is actually quite easy to learn at home. You in your self-pleasuring masturbation practice, of course, you know you need a safe place for that. You train yourself to actually, with sound, to express what you are feeling. When you're feeling, you know, you're likely to feel pleasure. So how can you allow yourself to express that through through sound? It might sound, in the beginning, it might feel a little bit almost porn-esque, because we are used in porn to hear these really cheesy sounding, you know, sounds there. But what is it that feels not porn-esque, but rather authentic to you in that moment, to express that, that you can do at home? With sensitization, it's a little bit more difficult, or is it?
Well, I wanted to just say a little bit more about that a second. I wanted to just say a little bit more about that in terms of, if you think about the sensitivity that you may have with your cock or your balls. So again, dear listeners, you're going to have different relationships. Some of you may feel nothing at all. Some of you may have huge sensitivity. What I'm looking for as a tantra teacher out of my students is that they start to develop experiencing sensation on every part of their body. So I'm like, did you know, this is for dear listeners, did you know that your armpits can be a huge source of sensitization and ecstasy? Sensitization leads into the ecstatic body, leads into shudders, shivers, ecstasy. So it's like, did you know that your armpits can be a gateway into that? Even down the sides of your tummy and across your tummy can also be huge gateways into ecstasy. Inner thighs can be huge gateway. Neck, having your neck can be like, if you've ever been kissed deeply on your neck, that can be nipples. I think we've covered a lot of the, we haven't said anything about feet, some people even feet. It's about developing a sensitization with every aspect, every part of your body, that you feel, that you could feel sensation in. And it's about developing that. So it's not going to happen for some of you the first time. Mm-hmm. And there can be like a piece of homework, but do a daily practice where you're doing a body sensitization practice for a 3-month period. And I promise you, you will have a different, a very different experience of your body and sensitivity and expression, you know, after 3 months of daily practice. And the way to do that, you know, is to pop on some music and just do, you know, fingertips lightly around the areas I've talked about, and start bringing in breath and bringing in sound and really listening or observing the sensations in your body that are happening and tracking those and allowing yourself to get more and more caught up in them. And the other thing I would say here, this is not a mental practice, so it's not a mind activity. It's actually letting go of all of those thoughts, and it's a body-based practice. So mm-hmm. it's all about sensation and what you feel in your body.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
How's that all sounding?
That sounds amazing. How? So are you seeing this as a kind of daily practice, right? Like a meditation.
Well, you know, if you're listening to this and you feel inspired, definitely take it on as a practice.
I then think, or with a partner.
Yeah, do this to each other. Oh my God. 15 mm-hmm. minutes, half an hour each way, a little bit of mm-hmm. music. Beautiful. Well, do that before sex. That will revolutionize the sex that you have.
With a partner, what I like particularly, it's about, with very, very light touch, it's almost like if the partner is new, if you don't know them very well, it's like almost like, okay, see if I can find out where in their body, you know, where are these places that make them really, really go into it. So it's an exploration, and if you're receiving in this, it's like the best thing that you can do for your giver basically is to express, because that's how they are going to know what floats your boat basically, and then you really find out which places that are. And I find that incredible to do for someone.
Yes. And the other thing I would add, like, is that the next step on, but I can't underestimate the importance of these two practices, one about expression, one about meeting sensation in the body. I can't stress how important those are as early day doors. And even if you're listening to this podcast, you're like, oh yeah, I've done that. Again, I go back to our previous episode, episode 21, where we talked about going beyond the jadedness and the and bored, because there's something even deeper that's possible in this practice. Yes. There's something that's even more available.
I mean, after so many years of Tantra, we still do that for ourselves. I still do this, and it's almost, by now it has become almost beyond psychedelic to do this. You know, you can learn just via sensation if you do Tantra for a few years to, you can train your body to translate these sensations into visions, for example. And things like that. And it's quite amazing what you can do with that. So it sounds, you know, starting with this sounds quite simple. The technique is simple, but actually where it leads to, it's not simple. It can be quite profound.
The other thing I would want to say as a next stage is to time limit, put a limiter on the time before you come. And what that does is it starts to change your relationship from being cum-focused sex. So again, typically and generally, sex happens and then it's like, okay, we've had enough now, let's shoot our load and game over.
So as in basically we're going to play, or I'm going to play for a minimum of, let's say, 60 minutes before I allow myself to come.
I'm not getting to the technique yet. But what I'm saying is how sex normally happens.
Yes. Okay.
You know, you play for a while and then it comes and it's all over and done with. What I in Tantra and in tantric sex, it's not at all about coming. Mm-hmm. But if you say that to people, there's, it's like we've even got an attachment.
Like, oh, isn't there? It's yeah. Like, oh, what's, you know, where's the fun? Where's the fun then?
We've got an attachment. And I want to talk about this as well, actually, whilst we're here. We have an attachment to our ejaculation. I think because there's a level of conditioning around that's how sex is complete. Mm-hmm. That's where it needs to finish. That's what I'm building up to. And I also think that there is a pressure in the body to release.
Yeah, definitely.
And again, like a bucking bronco. But if it's released too quickly, it feels completely unsatisfactory.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we often, don't we, in our workshops, ask people, have you ever had that wank for our English people, or that jerk off for our American people? Where you've done it and it's like, well, that didn't last 1 minute. And it was like, what was the point of that?
Yeah.
And there's something about the cultivation of erotic energy where you're building and building and building. And there's also a point as well where the energy that you've built supersedes the satisfaction that you would have with an orgasm.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to talk about that a little bit because that's quite key. Have you got anything to say to that bit?
No, go on.
So for me, there's a time where, you know, normal sex, you're building to something that has a goal, game over, you've come, and that's it. And people can be unsatisfied with that. In tantric sex, what's different is like there's no focus to come. Mm-hmm. So there's no goal to reach. So that what you've got to then play with is something in a container that doesn't have a beginning or an end. And it's like, does your being, this is a good spiritual question here, does your being have a beginning and an end? Or is it your ego that has a beginning and an end? And if you look at that from a spiritual perspective, actually our beings are eternal.
Yeah.
Yes, they change when we die. You know, if you watch enough YouTube clips about, is it near-death experiences and what happens to us, you know, there's one field of thought that actually our being doesn't die. It just, you know, transforms. Is it parallel universes? All these kinds of theories out there. But that what does die is your ego and is your mind, is the part that's thinking that there is a start and an end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
And I think there's something about sex where if you go into it from a beingness perspective or a spiritual perspective or a non-goal-focused perspective... So I think there's this whole thing, Ingo, about then tantric sex and sex being non-goal focused. And when sex is non-goal focused, that for me gives more space to explore and to try out and to do more. But there's even more of a prize for the best sex ever. And again, it comes back to, well, what is the best sex ever? Was it that you had the most amazing orgasm? Well, not a multi-orgasm. We know that when people are in multi-orgasmic states for prolonged periods of time, that they are transported somewhere else. Mm-hmm. And what we also know is... in tantric sex, there can be an intention to share with somebody a beyond mind sexual experience that you would then say is spiritual. And when you share that with somebody, I'm reminded of our times, when you share that with somebody and there's something so intimate, so sacred, so divine, and so subtle and orgasmic, but even beyond orgasmic. And again, it comes back to this question around what is the best sex ever? But there's something, there's a divinity, a magic that happens that touches you in a way that almost takes you beyond the judgments of this question. Do you see that?
Yeah, and I would say, because you were talking about not goal-focused.
Yeah.
All of these situations, I don't know about you, but whenever this magic happened in sex, or whenever someone who studies with us said, wow, I had this amazing multiple orgasm here and there, actually, they came through that, or I came through that through letting go of the goal, through just only being in the practice of, for example, expressing and being really with the touch. And then when you let go of, okay, this must happen now, or that I want that to happen, or why isn't this happening, when you let go of that, all of a sudden you are in the practice, and all of a sudden, boom, and it happens, and it's like a moment of timelessness.
Yes, timelessness.
It's like a moment of timelessness, and all of a sudden it's like, wow, I'm not getting anywhere, but this is the most magical moment that is just happening on its own.
We've had experiences, Inga, where the whole afternoon disappeared.
Exactly.
And it was only 5 minutes, but actually 5 hours had gone by.
But one of the gateways to that was this letting go of the goal, wasn't it?
Well, and also for me, it feels like we were transported into a different space and time through what we were sharing together. It feels like we were transported almost out of this world into something that was just you and me. And it was something so beautiful and sacred and spiritual and amazing. And for me, you know, that would feel like the best sex ever. This is where I say the question is actually quite limited that we've put to this podcast.
Yeah.
Because it was like, well, what needs to be in place for the best sex ever? And you and I are talking about experiences that are beyond even judgments. Because even the place I'm talking about, well, you can't even judge that. And you can't say it was the best sex ever, because the best sex ever means that it was like mechanical, or there was something happening. And yet what we're describing is something beyond there that was like, sorry to say this, like a sharing of two souls.
Completely.
You know, we shared our souls together in so many ways in those times that we've shared together. Beautiful.
And what you just mentioned, that no judgment, that was another, I would say, doorway into that. Like the no judgment, no goal. Just staying with the practice and the commitment to the practice, and then the magic, you can't make the magic happen. You can only commit to the practice that at some point might lead you there.
Yeah, and lightning might strike.
And it leads you there when, exactly. And it leads you there in that moment where you're not expecting anything, and then boom, it is there.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
And that was, and it's the same way with judgment. You know, we are always judging our experience, right?
Yes.
Especially in sex, we're like, this is not good enough. Or do I really fancy this guy? You know, or do I really, you know, am I? We constantly judge ourselves, and it's one practice to let go of this judgment. And letting go of this judgment doesn't happen by letting go of this judgment. It actually happens by busying your mind with something else. And that something else is busying your mind with the wonderful, beautiful, sensual touch or experience that is happening. Again, it's so simple. It's how do I stay with the touch or with the sex that is happening right now rather than, you know, and so I focus on that. Let go of the goal, and at some point, boom, that which was my goal before is actually going to be there.
For me, that brings us back to what we were talking about recently as we're preparing for our London weekend. We're introducing the concept of what we call journeying. And there's something about un-goal or non-goal-orientated or goal-orientated sex that means that when you don't have a goal, you're with the experience. And when two people are connected in that sex, in that connection, there's then also the ability to kind of journey with that and feel like you've gone somewhere, or there's been something that's joined together with you with another person that touches you. It almost goes beyond sex, doesn't it? I feel like, again, we're kind of, I feel like I'm clinging on to the question, but it's like wanting to take us off into different spiritual realms.
Well, this kind of journeying through spiritual realms via sex would almost be a topic for another podcast, right?
Yes.
So
let's cling that to comes, this topic.
That comes later when we are, yes, yeah.
So let's just recap before we then go forward. So we've talked about, what was the first bit we talked about? The first topic was about sensation in the body.
Sensation, sensitization / being totally with the sensation.
The second part was about...
expression.
The third part is about being non-goal orientated. Exactly. The fourth one I would put on the table, if this is us riffing, okay? Yeah. If I was riffing, would be something. So you talk about the body sensation. That feels like that's happening to my body. And there's another part of me, the me, that's observing that happening and is in the sensation, but is able to take that sensation and bring it into, internalize it into my being so that I can be in the experience of it. And that can only happen, I don't know if this is making sense, that can only happen if I feel free in my body, if I'm able to express what's going on, and I've got enough sensitivity that's going to take me somewhere in my sex.
Is it, so what you mean, this is more a question, is it this thing, this technique where I'm like, okay, I'm being totally with the sensation. For example, let's say my cock is going to be massaged, okay? I'm going to be with that sensation in my cock. And at the same time, I'm basically tracing what the sensation is doing in other parts of my body. Is it flowing
up? That's still in the sensation. And then there's the other part that's going on inside of you, how you're meeting that and where it takes you.
That would be the journeying.
Yes. And that can happen with another person, but is also happening to you. So what I mean by this is, let me give you another example. Again, how many times have we heard from people, actually, I'm just a giver in sex. I just give to the other person and that makes me happy and that's okay. And it's like, well, yes.
Yeah, okay.
But actually, where were you in that process? Because sex is meant to be something between two people. And some people really, really struggle through conditioning, through all the things that we've talked about that get in the way of somebody being able to receive and being able to do the sensation, but also being able to internalize it and process it and be with it. So it's like an internal journey. And another way I would describe this, sometimes, like if you're having rubbish sex with somebody, actually, if you've got this internalized processing, it doesn't actually matter what's going on and who's doing the doing to you, because you've cultivated this internal landscape that's able to have this sex. It's the same thing with massage. One thing that's always fascinated me is people book masseurs based on how they look. And it's like, but your eyes are closed for the whole session, so what does it matter how they look? But there's kind of that contradiction. It's like, it doesn't matter what they look, it depends on how well they touch you and how good their techniques are. And there's also then what you're doing with what they're cultivating in you, what they're doing with the touch. And yes, part of it is about sensation physically, but another part is where that takes you.
Okay, I think we are talking about the same thing.
Okay, good.
What I wanted to describe is, okay, I take that sensation and I let it infuse into my body. And what then happens is that this then triggers memories and emotions can come up, even visions can come up. I can feel completely differently. And that's kind of an active process where I take that sensation in and I let it imprint onto my emotional body. I let it imprint onto my, what I call my visionary body, that gives me, you know, visions and things like that.
Yes.
And then how I, and that processing is a, it's an active thing. It's something that we learn in Tantra actually to do. The weekend that we are teaching in London, for example, next weekend, dear listener, when you see this, it will be already in the past.
It will be a memory.
that weekend is very much, you know, we will do quite a few, let's say, exercises about how do you process this? How do you let this really, really imprint on your, what wants to come out in your emotional body, what wants to come out in your, let's call it the visionary body, that lets me travel through visions in that. And then, and the more you learn that, you can actually, you just called it the inner landscape. You cultivate a total inner landscape that is uniquely yours, that only belongs to you, that is not dependent on how the masseur looks, that is only dependent on how you have learned to translate touch and sensual, sexual stimulation into this inner landscape.
Well, and just to build on that point that you're saying, I think there gets to a point where it doesn't matter what the other person looks like or what the other person's going on, because it's again, one of the common issues with sex is we have an attachment on the other person to feel good and have great sex. So I need to find you sexy, or you need to do something sexy to me, or something sexy that I find arousing for me to feel good.
Yes.
When you develop that inner landscape in you, that ability to just be in your sensations and process and follow that through,
and translate them into an inner landscape,
you lose the attachment for the other person.
Yes.
So you're then going into sex with another person with no attachments to each other, not needing anything, not needing any validation, not needing to feel okay, not needing to get off. When you move all of that out the way, that for me is where the potential for magic happens. Because actually what you have is two souls in human form with physical bodies that are open to traversing the, you know, inner landscapes together and the physical embodied landscapes. And that for me is where magic happens. That's where the Disney magic is. I'm saying that in case anyone listens, and we get a tag then for Disney. Get more listeners to the podcasting.
Well said. I couldn't have said it better, yeah.
Yeah. And for me, that then epitomizes what tantric sex is about. It's about bringing your body, this inner landscape, using sexual energy for the spiritual experience that again broadens or awakening or broadens the landscape of your awareness.
Yes, this is what tantric sex is about.
Yeah.
Plus, I would say, but this again would be another podcast, then adding certain ways of, you know, you can then add certain techniques on top that do certain things on that. But the underlying state of being or attitude or whatever you want to call it is comes from this goallessness, the being in the moment, the timelessness. Yeah.
I'm very aware as we're talking about this podcast that we're talking about maybe quite advanced tantric ideas. Maybe to persons listening that may, some of the concepts we've talked about may be here for the first time. So I'd be really interested with the listeners around any comments, you know, wherever you're seeing this, any comments about what we're saying around, is what we're saying understandable? And is it relatable? And, you know, where has it given you some new ideas that maybe you hadn't seen before?
Yeah, I would, that would be amazing, dear listeners.
Yes.
To please leave something in the comment section.
Yeah, just to see how that's landing. I'm just checking the time of this podcast. So we've got about another 5 minutes or so just to talk. So one of the other things I wanted to talk about here that was occurring to me, I'm just scratching through my brain a second, was like the best sex ever. So goallessness, we've talked about it taking you somewhere else. We've talked about body sensitization. We've talked about letting go of attachments, of needing anything from the other person. And I think just lastly, there's something so beautiful about pure, unfiltered, erotic energy in its full expression that isn't grabbing anything, isn't trying to be anything, but is just so real. There's something incredibly horny, exciting, beautiful, loving, spiritual. It's almost like where sex and spirituality of Tantra actually meet when these different things we're talking about kind of are in place.
Yes, for me it's when a person, when their energy and the sexual energy just comes out authentically.
Yes.
And it's not there's not this feeling that, oh, they actually want something out of this, or they want something specific to reach with this, or they're acting out of an insecurity, or all of these things that you feel them. And it becomes amazingly beautiful and amazingly horny when you just feel, oh, wow, this is the unadulterated, raw sexual energy. You know,
beautiful. And so for me, as we are drawing this podcast to a close, I think, you know, in 2025 you'll hopefully get to listen to this early end of 2024, early 2025. For me, Ingo and I, we're both offering a whole suite of weekend workshops next year. We're doing three in London.
One in, is it May? One in early May.
Yes.
One in late July. And one in November. Okay, three
and
in London.
Also stateside.
Stateside. We've got a tour which starts in Boston, then Fort Lauderdale, then Palm Springs, and last but not least, San Francisco. And that tour starts the last weekend of September. So it goes through late September, Boston, then October, the other three.
And in those weekends, we are going to be basically, the reason why we're naming that is because we would love you to come. That's one reason. The second reason is a lot of these concepts we're talking about in this podcast are going to be in those in-person events. And I think we've said before, there's only, although we've done very well, there's only so much Tantra you can talk about before you have to do it physically.
Yeah, well, it's like, dear listener, if you ask yourself, okay, it's nice what Jason talks about or what Ingo talks about, but how do I actually access this, or how do I actually learn this? Well, and it's like learning an instrument. It's like taking a few hours of tuition. And that's what we are doing during these weekends.
So, the topics we're looking at are, let's see if we can list them. We're going to be doing spiritual dimensions of orgasm in Boston.
Yes, September.
We're going to be doing Tantra and kink and BDSM, introductions to things like power dynamics and sensation play. We're going to be doing that both in London and, I think from memory, in Palm Springs and maybe San Francisco, from my memory.
Yeah.
And then we've got the ultimate tantric massage workshop in July in London. And the one that we're doing in
Fort Lauderdale
is going to be tantric sex. We're also doing that one in London.
Yeah.
So it doesn't really matter about what the topic is, although we've tried to make appealing topics to people. It's very much all of those weekends we're going to be exploring these topics that we've talked about in this podcast. So yeah, dear listeners, really hope that this podcast has given you some ideas of how to have the best sex ever. But I think the real gold in this podcast is about reframing what the best sex ever means and where that can go. Ingo, thank you.
Jason, thank you.
Look forward to seeing you on the next podcast. Love you, baby.
See you soon. And thank dear you. Listeners, hopefully meet you soon or yeah. see you soon if thank we you. Know each other already.
Take care now. Bye-bye. So I hope you've enjoyed this podcast and these nuggets of gold we've offered you in helping you explore how to prepare to have the best sex ever. I don't know about you, but for me, just post-recording this, I'm like, oh, okay, there's some ideas there that I hadn't thought were going to be there before. So I hope it is as much of a surprise to you. Listen, Ingo and I would love to see you on our weekend workshop tour. If you're interested, check them out on our website, tantraforgaymen.com, and we really look forward to seeing you. Take care. Lots of love. Bye-bye.